Hi, let's do one on Jeanette. Jeanette Washington, Washington. Date of birth 11/2/1960, 64-year-old woman. Resides at her apartment with the help of her family. Suffers from bipolar disorder and depression. She is currently taking Robaxin, Seroquel, stool softener, and sometimes Flexeril, period. The paragraph for vaccination is up to date, period. She has no history of hypertension, diabetes, stroke, heart failure, or atherosclerotic heart disease, period. New paragraph, social, has four children. She's single. She is originally from Houston. She was a waitress most of her life. Allergy penicillin, lives with the help of family. Allergy penicillin. 2 years ago, she had pneumonia, lost tremendous amount of weight. She's very thin, and this was related to her COVID infection. She states that she still continues to have low appetite and diminished and generalized debility. Surgery. She had trauma because she was had a laceration to the to her left flank, and that's the only surgery she's had. Social, she does smoke, she does drink alcohol from time to time. Review of systems, she's thin, she's weak, she lives alone, she's lost a lot of weight, she does smoke. She has shortness of breath with activity, no nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. The symptoms are bipolar and depression appear to be controlled, but she's very short of breath with any type of movement. Her vital signs reveals a blood pressure 173/90, pulse 77, respirations 18, O2 sat 99%, heart positive, swarm positive, 2, lungs few, bronchi otherwise clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with anilusion, neurological movement, all four extremities, overall generalized debility noted. Assessment, 64-year-old woman, quite disabled, quite debilitated with weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient had patient demise is related to her pneumonia 2 years ago, related to COVID-19 infection associated with continual weight loss. Patient also suffers from chronic pain, muscle spasms, constipation, bipolar disorder, and depression. Patient's medication are doing a adequate job controlling her symptom, her psychiatric symptoms, period. Her blood pressure needs to be addressed because it's quite elevated, and patient would benefit from hypertensive medication. I recommend it for patient to follow up with their PCP regarding regarding starting a new medication. Patient also has a history of chronic pain and may benefit from a pain management consultation, period. Currently, she's not driving. And she receives her help and help with ADL from the family members that live with her at this time. She's bowel and bladder continent. Period.